connecting you to homegrown music.
This is Sonic's Band of the Month for February. Ben Disaster.
Welcome to the Booster Juice Listener Lounge. My name is Ryan, and we're here with your Sonic Band of the Month for February, Ben Disaster. How's it going, man?
Good, how you doing?
Real well. Nice to have you here. Do you want to introduce yourself, what you do in the band, and then for the guys that aren't here, name drop them too?
Yeah, I could do a couple of name drops. Well, I'm Ben of Ben Disaster. I sing and play guitar. And over here we have Leith Brown. And he plays bass, and we got Drew Lefebvre. I always pronounce his last name wrong, but I think I got it right that time. Lefebvre. Blah, blah, blah. He plays guitar, and Robert Bukowski, he plays drums. Very talented man. Everyone's very talented in this group, this fine group.
All right. So Ben Disaster, what is it all about? What is Ben Disaster all about?
In general. It's about having a good time. I guess that's a pretty cliche answer. Ben Disaster is about making music, I guess standing out, doing our own thing. We really enjoy listening to records, and we all have a problem collecting records and everything. So I think music kind of just ends up pouring out of us because we enjoy it so much. So it's basically just a big melting pot of music.
And that's what to expect on a record. There's been an evolution. I mean, this is not your first rodeo. You've been going through different stages and different formations for a while. Where are you at now? Can you talk about the transformation?
So Ben Disaster started off as kind of just a side project. It was acoustic based, playing anarchist picnics and whatnot. And so it kind of blossomed. I had an anarchist collective backing me. They helped put out my first album, which was called Lloyd Tillman Is. And that was kind of acoustic, kind of Eric's Trip type music. It was, a couple of rockers in there, but it was really lo-fi. It was fun to make, but, as soon as it was done, I was like, okay, I'm pretty bored with that now. Time to move on. And so it kind of started progressing. I had a severe hand injury. I smashed a bottle on my head and then put a bottle through my hand in Brooklyn and severed the motor nerve in my hand. So I started kind of making electronic music and getting people to help me perform until my hand was better. So that kind of, when we started doing that, it took on a new feeling, and it was kind of Sloan-y, kind of Britpop-y in a sense. Even though Sloan's from Canada, but Sloan and Britpop. And then it kind of fizzled out. I quit Ben Disaster, and then I restarted it with a new group of people, and it turned into this new kind of, I guess, a punk band. We put out a new 7-inch on Crude City Records from Edmonton, and now we're here with our recent release. See you next spring.
Ben Disaster, Sonic's Band of the Month for February. is Sonic's Band of the Month for February. Ben Disaster.
You've mentioned the bottle story a couple times. Is this a G.G. Allen moment where the bottle, you turn the bottle on yourself, or is this a tough crowd?
Well, no, it definitely wasn't a tough crowd. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of funny. Fun fact, pop-up video fact. Half of Ben Disaster has smashed a bottle on their head and cut their hand severely. Yeah, so that's a fun fact. Yeah, kind of, I don't know. We all played in bands growing, like different bands growing up. And in one of the bands I was in, it was very, self-destructive, very, you know, I hate G.G. Allen fans. I'm sure I'm going to get some flack from that. But, you know, G.G. Allen's really cool. I covered a G.G. Allen song for a Hey Ladies night. That was pretty fun, playing a G.G. Allen tune to 50 plus women, like 50 years plus. That was a cool experience. Anyway, G.G. Allen, yeah. No, it wasn't.
Okay, well, flash forward to 2014.
Please do.
What happens at the pawn shop for the Sonic Band of the Month showcase? Obviously, there's been an evolution. So where are you at today? What can we expect?
All right. Evolution. Well, it's more of like the de-evolution of everything. So we started recording a new album about a year and a half ago. We recorded it in the pits of a basement, kind of near where the old airport is in City Center. And the music is, as I kind of mentioned, we all collect different records. And at the time, I was listening to a lot of Buzzcocks and a lot of Meekins and kind of, you know, 77 punk rock, like UK stuff, but also really listening to a lot of Sloan and kind of poppy stuff. And so we started writing these songs that don't necessarily, we're not held down by a specific genre. So we're able to, each song we can put our own feeling into that specific song. So it kind of, to answer your question, it kind of waves, you know, it goes from like these bloody high energy moments to, you know, the cool down sweat of the show or something like that. It's kind of, yeah, high energy, really involved artistically. I don't know. What was the question?
What's the live show like? I mean, and let's put it in a nutshell too, because that's a good long answer, but we'll need if you can go 15, 20, something like,
15,
the Ben Disaster live show.
Fast, loud, snotty.
Sweaty.
No, did you want 15 or did you want 15 characters? Because I didn't want to go over the character.
Just a shorter.
I wasn't sure if it was like a Twitter response or if it was
a soundbite.
Yeah, a soundbite. Okay, well, answer your question.
The one you're going to hear on the radio.
Yeah, so all right. Like, I got to listen. So, Ben Disaster Live is it's very nonstop, fast, poppy, catchy tunes.
That works, man. Where can you buy Ben Disaster music?
You can get it all around town. Blackbird Music, Listen, Permanent, Free Cloud Records. You know, all the local record shops and whatnot. You can pick up either the LP or CD as well. You can get it at the Bandcamp online, Ben Disaster, or Bandcamp/Ben Disaster, however that works. There's a slash and then a something goes in front. And you can also get it online at the record shops and at our shows.
Ben Disaster. Sonic's Band of the Month for February. We'll be right back. For February, Ben Disaster.
Let's get to the song, man. The song we'll be playing, Shadow Dance.
Okay.
Tell us what you can about the song. What's that all about?
Well, Shadow Dance is a funny song. It's funny that you guys picked that one. It's really, it's an older tune, but I really enjoy it. I wrote it in my old van, and I wrote it about while I was on tour. I was on in Winnipeg, and just hanging out with a friend. But of course, they were a female, And the song is about, you know, expressing your feelings without expressing them. So it's a very held back song, in a sense.
Very cool, man. Yeah. Very cool. Bandcamp, $15 vinyl, $7 digital album. You're from Edmonton. Are you born here?
No, I'm from Moncton, New Brunswick.
Moncton. Do you want to talk about Edmonton? What does this city mean to you?
I love coming back to Edmonton. As someone who's not from here, I hear a lot of people talking down about Edmonton, but I think it's a really great city. I think it produces a lot of great bands. It has a really rich punk and rock and roll history. I feel like you end up having to work a little harder than a lot of other cities. There's nothing that's coming here right at the moment, so I'm not very stoked. But Edmonton, it's a really good place to come back to. It's not where I'm from, but I call it my home.
All right. Just a few lighter questions, too. You'll be Band of the Month right through Valentine's Day. Do you have a story of heartbreak to share with the people?
Yeah, the whole See You Next Spring album is probably the best album to get when you're going through heartbreak. Because it kind of goes through the process of meeting someone, it working out, it not working out. Maybe it's working out. It's definitely not working out. It's working out, and it doesn't work out. So it's kind of, it kind of takes you through all those motions.
I was going to do a rapid fire with five questions or so left. The first was, if you were to get knuckle tattoos, what do you get? You have knuckle tattoos. What do they say?
It says disaster. It actually says disaster. So, but when you put it together, you know. I was drunk in Albuquerque and it seemed to work. Fit. Jason from the Mad Bombers Society wrote on my knuckles and these guys were like, hey, we're giving free tattoos. And it's like, I'm there.
Wow. Favorite spot in the city to grab a beer?
Good question. I like the rooftop a lot when it's open, and Empress is a great place to go hang out.
Non-musical activity? You're not a sports guy, but what else do you got?
Definitely not. I'm into photography, and right now still screening. I'm not a good photographer. I just like the art of it. But I'm into still screening right now. That's my main hobby, other than music.
And finally, what's the most fun you've had? What's your recent memory? Has there been a blissful moment that stood out for you?
I hate life.
You don't have those moments of clarity where you look up to the sky and you're like, F yes?
No, I don't. No. But I can think of some good times for sure. You know, like, there's always rewarding bits of your day. What's that? Oh, no, you don't talk about that on air. You're trying to sell records, not to, get people to go away.
What do you got, man?
I don't got it.
Is there some leaf is motioning to the?
Yeah, there's definitely beautiful moments in life.
That's a wedding ring.
Sure, but that's not what you're supposed to talk about on air. Faux pas.
Hey, that's the last question. Unless you want to name your associated acts, the bands you've played in the past that people can check out if they when they dig your new music.
Geez, I don't know. There's too many. I don't want to sound like this dick. We're all in a lot of great bands, and I think the reason we're here tonight is because of Ben Disaster. I think that's what you should check out first.
Beautiful, man. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.
Ben Disaster, Sonic's Band of the Month for February.
Tonight, oh, I'm just a fool. night, I try to get away. So I stay inside the house. Took some time to get my head straight. Wipe the dust off myself.
Disaster, the band of the month, February at Sonic1029.com.